The content of this show is meant to be humorous. It is based off of our own creative thinking as a gift to your ears. However, the Beat It Superbad show may not be suitable for people who can't take a joke, people who get butthurt too easily, people who have an inflated ego, people who cry themselves to sleep, people who suffer from excessive shrinking of testicles due to steroid use, or for people who find themselves obsessively posting anything and everything they can on Facebook pages of shows they work for and click cut it because it's way too much work and they're way too fucking lazy. What we're trying to say is, it's just entertainment. Enjoy.
And you're welcome.
Warning. The following comedy program may contain opinions, facts, news stories, and other content that may be offensive to the following people. Anyone easily offended. Anyone leaning too far left. Anyone leaning too far right. Anyone who used to work on the show. Anyone who works at STLR. Anybody whose on-air name is the same as a bassist from Avenged Sevenfold. Anyone who's racist. Anyone who takes social media seriously. Hell, anyone who takes anything too seriously. And most importantly, anybody who's PC. The BS show is not politically correct, nor do they practice or support political correctness in any way, shape, or form. If you're offended, turn us off. Don't be a bitch. Basically, what we're trying to say is just entertainment. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. You're welcome.
When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I read that once on a can of lemonade. I like to think that it applies to life.
I don't want lemonade. It's too sweet and it makes my tongue feel gritty. So maybe it's time for a change. Starting now, when life gives me lemons, I'm gonna slice them up into wedges and throw them into vodka tonics, which I will then sip in a burlesque nightclub that I co-own with actor Tay Diggs and two of the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh! Oh! The girl go up there like into her elbow. By her shit pushing.
What, to her elbow?
She went to a point where her bed stood really high off the floor and she had a low ceiling fan. I almost died by death of ceiling fan.
Oh, that shocked me.
Those are the people who don't know what just happened.
It has all
for
my sound.
For some reason, there was a picture of a penis.
It was my penis.
Of Superbad's penis on
my tablet.
Your tablet just lying on the table. So now me and Bean have officially seen Superbad's penis.
I'm not trying to put my penis out there like that. My bad.
Oh my god.
If you don't know, now you know.
You're listening to the BS Show.
It is a BS Show.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's not really Happy New Year. We know it's April. We've been gone since Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween spooktacular.
We left you all hanging with, I think, you, Radio Man, were supposed to...
Not drink a shake, I think, was the challenge.
No, we were going to... You wouldn't decide on a costume, because we were trying to get you to go out, and we were trying to get...
I have a couple ideas.
I think
ideas
Cherokee
now.
And Murdoch had picked up or tried to throw some idea about getting you a date, but not showing your face, remember, until the end, and then exposing... Hey, it's, you know, John Lennon from the past.
Yeah, from the Beatles.
Which you finally cut your hair.
I did. 6 inches of my hair.
By the way, it is just me and Radio Man. And this show, which I don't know how long it's going to be, but I can tell you probably when you're downloading it and you're looking at it and it's like 11 minutes. I don't know if that's how long it's going to be.
11 and a half, please.
But,
come on.
But we're just here to kind of update everybody on what's going on. And
right?
Yeah.
Update.
I didn't mean to interrupt you with that. I just wanted to get on that now because I'm sure it's not going to be a long show. It is literally just me and Radio Man. We're working on a bunch of stuff. We did never do the Halloween thing, which I guess is what we were getting to.
Right. I think that was the next chapter, right?
Yeah. And you never did it. No one showed up. No one did anything.
Well, did anyone else show up?
I was there.
Well,
no, probably not. So we didn't do anything. Nothing happened. I'm trying to think what happened. Wooders had a whole bunch of stuff happen. Which I'll let him tell on here. He doesn't need to, you know. And then Murdoch had a bunch of stuff happen.
A bunch of interesting developments.
What happened with Cherokee? I don't know. That guy's always getting attacked by ninjas and samurais and falling off roofs and breaking collarbones.
Yakuza.
That guy.
All that shit.
The Yakuza?
Yeah.
And it's been busy. But we have a plan.
Right. We do.
I think what we're going to do, this is our eighth year, and initially what I think we were going to do, we had scrapped the whole idea for the show the way we normally do it. I mean, this show started as a weekly 3-hour show on a Wednesday night that was live, that we recorded,
right,
that we put up for download. That was 2011.
Damn.
Then it became a 2-night-a-week show, and then it became eventually, you know, I mean, you know the rest. Fox Sports, everything else, weekday show, morning show. Now we've kind of reverted. We're kind of going backwards. Yeah. I'm sure everybody can notice that. I think last year we did, 10 shows? Mm-hmm. Like a TV show.
The year before was the same thing.
The year before was roughly, I think the same shows. Thing. And, and the year before, too, we last year, 2018, we did our first show, in
August?
July, August? August, yeah.
Yeah, I think July or August.
Yeah.
And then the year before that was June, right? May or June, because we had the album release party. Remember?
It was June.
Was it June?
Yeah.
Okay, so we had the album release party in June. And then we were back for like 10 or we had the new studio downtown Sarasota. We were all on Main Street. We thought we were all hot shit. Really? And that all blew up. Evan quit.
Tyler quit.
Devin quit. God. You guys have to go. I mean, if you're new to listening, you have to go through our old stuff. We've had, since I've been here, Radio Man's only been part of the show since, what, 2017?
Yeah, for like
officially?
Year.
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. It was technically your third year then, right?
Oh, well, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Look at you.
If you do math correctly.
If you do math correctly. But we have been through so many name changes and so many people,
right?
Co-hosts. I don't want to see, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Friends. I've lost a lot of friends. I'm not going to lie. It's taken a long time, and I feel like I've said the speech probably 7 or 8 times, but I feel like I found the right group of people.
We had that whole episode where we like sent off all the people who quit, right?
We did. We did do that. We had that. That was one of my favorite bits we ever did, where we played taps.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That was great. But what I was trying to get to is, we figured out what we're going to do. We're not going to try to do a 5 day a week live show. We're not going to try to compete like we used to with all the radio stuff, because honestly, much as I love my team and I say I'm comfortable around the team I have, it's really hard to get my team on the same page.
What are you talking about? Everyone's here today, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Everybody's here. So, well, basically what we're doing is we're going to hit you guys with as much stuff as we can, as frequently as we can, with no set schedule. Because I think a big problem with this show has been over-promising and under-delivering, right?
But now we're going to under-promise and over-deliver.
It. Exactly. And we're going to focus more on video elements, which is what we've tended to have done best in the past.
Right.
We actually, the funny thing is, February, we sat down and had a big 5-6 hour meeting, right?
Oh God, yeah.
Remember that?
I do.
And
you had your notepad.
I have a notepad and laptops, and everybody's taking notes. And we actually charted and plotted out a 13 episode, like, season.
It wasn't bad.
It's not bad. So the plan was to debut roughly now. I think right around now, mid April, late April. And we were going to do once a week show, and we were going to do kind of a radio show podcast meets a television show with the cameras. And we are eventually still going to do that. But what we decided, instead of trying to do that in the meantime, while we ramp this up, and I'm like, again, over-promising, under-delivering, why we film the stuff, we're going to put it up. We're not going to try to, I wanted to start filming in, you know, February, film for 8 or 9 weeks, television style, and then have this thing rolled out 1 week at a time with a new show every week.
Yeah.
So now I think what we're going to do is every time we do a show, it might be different. We're going to really lean on the BS show name, and it's just going to be the BS show.
It's just total BS.
We're going to have, we got a musical guest coming up in the next week or two. He's promoting an album. I'm going to try to get him to perform live. I'm talking to Wooders to bring his acoustic. I'm going to see. I've got a couple good ideas for that. We're gonna start incorporating video games and esports a little more.
Mm-hmm.
I've got super video game nerd here, Radio Man.
Radio
Gamer
Man.
Ryan.
Gamer Ryan. Yeah.
That's his alter ego. Jeez. When he picks up the Xbox controller.
And put on my headband.
We've got some. Man, Murdoch has stories for you guys forever, and we have some new names for those segments and bits, man.
It's like the story of the year, probably.
It's pretty amazing.
I don't think anything will top it.
No. So, should I go over some of the stuff that we were gonna do for the season kind of layout? I'll say this: the first thing that we're gonna to film and try to get up is we're gonna start this series. Restart this series, I should say, because I feel like other people are doing this, and this is something we've already done before years ago.
Which one?
The drunk versus stone versus sober.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to do a series of these. This isn't only going to be one. It's going to be, the first one's going to be bowling, the bowling edition.
The Olympic bowling ceremony.
Yes. And it'll be, like I said, drunk versus stone versus sober bowling, and see how the effects of each one of those things affects
I don't even try bowling. I can't even bowl normally, let alone sober.
Well, you get a base. You bowl. Everybody bowls sober, just to kind of see where your baseline is.
Oh, is that how we're doing it?
And then
you set a score.
Then you, yeah. Then you drink and then you partake, or then if you're Witters, you do nothing.
Oh, really?
He's the sober guy.
That's true.
And what else did we have planned? That's the first thing we have planned. Oh, we're finally going to finish the legendary cardboard boat.
Oh, really?
It's got to get done.
Oh.
Those are the first two things I will say that are on the agenda that we're going to get up in the next couple of weeks.
Who's riding it? I mean, I'll do it.
Riding in it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind riding in it.
Okay.
We got these. We were actually planning that out with how we're going to work the safety precautions. And we got to bring Wooders' boat out there. And someone's got to captain Wooders' boat to make sure in case the cardboard boat.
Oh, my God. Wait, we're not just pushing it off a beach or?
No, we're going to tow it out into the water. Oh, we're going to fire up the engine on the Flex Seal cardboard boat. And then we're going to see if it goes.
Yeah, I don't want to die. It's like Titanic or something.
So those are just some of the things that we're going to start rolling out. I am doing this and I think I left my notebook in my office. So
we can call it the Tiny Tanic. Cause it's a small boat.
The Tiny Tanic. I don't know. We're also definitely doing the dating game with you. That's happening. 100,000%. I still can't believe you cut your hair and you didn't do it on the show. It looks like it's getting shorter. Did you cut it again?
No.
No?
Not at all.
We due to requests. And by the way, I want to thank everybody. We've had over 5,000 downloads since our last show.
Holy
still.
Shit.
And that was 4, 5, 6 months ago. So we almost had 1,000 downloads a month still on a show that we haven't done since Halloween. So we got a bunch of emails asking for t-shirts and other things. We're rolling out
more funny one-liners.
Yeah, for Wooders. I think we're going to do everybody. We're going to bring back the BS show shirts, the ones we had in 2017.
Oh, like
the black with the white. And everybody's going to get a shirt. Well, me and Murdoch are going to have our own line, and then Radio Man gets his shirt.
Oh, right.
Wooders gets his shirt. Cherokee gets his shirt. So we'll have that, man. We're gonna hit it. We're gonna hit it hard. I'm gonna put you. I need you to.
You want me to make some?
I'm trying to think of how
design.
Not just that. We need to figure out how to turn former intern Tyler into Michigan
Snake
Tyler,
King.
Snake Puss King. And we need to.
Northern Tyler, the king of the
north. We need to make him Michigan Tyler. That's a whole story we're going to have to tell for another day. Because we need his expertise on a couple of things. I want him to help set up. And actually, I want you. You two will be the youngest people on the show by far. Right?
Ever?
No, I mean, well.
I'm probably the youngest, right?
Probably ever. Yeah, but I mean, like, by far right now, right? I mean, you're the youngest.
Oh, yeah.
If we bring your brother on, he's only, like, what, a year older than you?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
But still, you guys would be the youngest by far. But I want you guys. I'm going to sound really old right now. Okay. I've never really wanted to embrace the YouTube and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's kind of cringy.
It's super cringy, but that's where everything is.
Yeah.
And I did the Twitch stuff.
It's where all the views are. It's where all the people are.
Basically, I want you, and I need some help. I want you guys to really get our YouTube channel up and going and to encompass that with Twitch and Mixer and all that stuff. Seriously.
Tyler's been doing some Twitch stuff. But.
That's what I'm saying. I need your guys' help.
Yeah.
So that we can actually start filming this and getting this going.
I'm down. Yeah.
Because otherwise this continues to be the show of empty promises. And we can rename the show Empty Promises.
Broken Dreams.
Empty Promises and Broken... You're live listening to Empty Promises and Broken Dreams. What can we promise you today?
How can we break
your
heart?
Yes, we're encompassing everything under the BS Show banner.
Okay.
Everything.
That'll work.
Everything, 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 everything. Like I said, this is just like a little, I'm looking at it now, I'm like, okay, God, I've made it to 12 minutes of rambling over nothing. People are going to be like, they haven't had a show in 6 months, and they came on to say nothing.
What we have.
More empty promises.
We're embracing them for zero things.
No, because we've got, like I said, we've gotten a lot of feedback while we've been off air, and people we've gotten ideas, and things have been shot to us, so we're gonna lean into what you guys are, we're going to buy what you're selling.
What they're selling?
Yeah, what they're selling to us. What they want us to do and how they want us to change the show.
Okay.
And I'm going to do that.
Maybe we can rent it for a low price.
No, but I mean, I've been critiqued quite a bit because I admit I'm stubborn. Like if I think something is going to work.
stubborn. Yeah.
Thank you. You're the same guy on the show that gave me a 3 out of 10 what? Or a 9 out of 10 on being a dick or something.
No, I think I had 2 numbers.
Yeah, yeah,
whatever.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But like I said, we're going to lean into some of these new things. We're going to see how it goes. We're going to give it a shot. We're going to
try our hearts out.
We're going to be here more than 10 weeks. I'm not going to say try because that's just going to go ahead and I just might as well say we're not going to do it. But I want this to get rolling again. I've been in a good mood. A lot of positive things have happened on the radio side as far as my enemies go, and it makes me extremely happy.
There you go.
And I want to continue to I shouldn't have said that, to push forward the looks I'm getting. But I guess that's about it. Also, I think what we might be doing, this sounds insane. So if you were one of our longtime listeners left listening, I'm not
thank
sure
you.
How, well, yeah, thank you, obviously. Thank you. Thank you, Radio Man. But I'm not sure how we're going to incorporate her or her show in yet, but it looks like Crazy Christy.
Oof. Is that her name?
That was her name, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Go back and listen, and I'm on a mission. We've had a bunch. I could write a book on how many computer problems I've had in my life, seriously.
You should.
I don't know where a good chunk of our old shows are. I don't know if we lost them. I don't know when the whole break-in happened, but basically, if you haven't heard Crazy Christy, she was on from, I'm going to say late 2015 to,
I don't know,
mid-2016. She did the last, she burned bright, but she didn't, you know, burn very long. She's insane. Listen, there's some videos up on Facebook if you want to see her eat like 30 bananas, try to break a world record eating bananas. And she tried to hump everybody that came in. It was actually quite funny. I mean, for
sounds
the listener,
I mean,
if you're the listener, yeah. It was probably amazing. If you're me sitting in the chair trying to run the circus, it's
I don't want to.
It's
watch
Michael
someone
Scott
eat
cringy.
30 bananas.
No, that was actually funny. I mean, like okay. We'd have a guest in, right? We used to do we did the play by play and the announced stuff for an MMA organization.
Oh, really?
Like a pretty decent sized one.
Wow.
And we would have fighters come in, like professional MMA fighters.
Holy shit.
Okay. And we got to be good friends with a couple of them. And they would come in sometimes, and they'd just stop by. Sometimes they'd be, hey, we're coming up and we'll be fighting in right. Miami at this card. She would be sitting on their lap. She'd be hugging on them, telling how cute they are. And she's like early 40s. A couple of years ago, she's probably in her mid-40s now. Uh-huh. So, I mean, she's twice as old as, like, you got these 19-year-old kids sitting there, and she's like, hey, look at you. So, I mean, it is seriously Michael Scott. If you like The Office kind of cringy, where you're listening going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's that kind
but
of cringy.
Really,
but it's so funny. It's so uncomfortable. Like I said, if it's not me, if it's not the boss, if it's not the person who owned the radio station and the show who is sitting there, it's hysterical.
Right.
But when you're me sitting there, and you're like, oh, my God, we're going to get sued. Sexual harassment. I'm dead
we're
serious.
So fucked.
So, yeah, for some stupid reason, I think, we're bringing her back.
Mad.
So I'm going to send this to her, and she's going to be extremely happy. She's been really, really wanting to get back into radio. She had a health scare for a little while, and it looks like everything's better. So look out for that. And it's all going to be under this BS show banner. I'm not sure how we're tying all of the sports show and stuff into that. Yeah, I'm working all that. I have to have meetings with George, too.
Right.
We're kind of just me and you have been spearheading all this, so
true. No one else has really done it.
So after 15 minutes, if you're lost and you're like, what the hell did I just listen to besides two dudes talk about theoretical stuff that's probably not going to happen because they keep failing every
it
year.
It will happen. I'll do it by myself and play everyone. Okay,
we'll prove it. The second the show is over, we'll post a video of us leaving because we're going to film. I got this badass new what's it called for the camera, the stabilizer thing. So when we film,
we actually spend
some money on microphones, like mobile microphones. Like we have nice microphones here to do the show, but we have like nice stuff to go out and record. We have nice cameras now with like, what are the gyroscopes or whatever?
I don't know.
God, I sound like 150 years old, like a stabilizer. I do.
One of them.
The two hickey stabilizers. So
makes y'all picture frame steady.
I want to apologize for the rest because I have not been on a mic in quite some time. Not like this. I mean, right now for a living, I basically do, I voice over stuff and do commercials and things like that.
It's the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing.
It's more than I've done.
But, you know, it's been a while and I miss it. And I don't have my whole team here, you know. It's just more comfortable. Oh, I'm not insulting you,
thanks.
Sir.
Hey, thank
you gave
you.
Me a 9 on the Dicko meter scale, okay?
It was a 7.6, I think it was.
Solid 7.6?
Yeah.
But I just can't wait to get the whole team back together. We were really getting on a roll there. Like, I feel like every time, it's like right as the plane is starting to take off, like the wing falls off and we just smash back into the ground. And like nobody dies. It wasn't like, we were only like 8 feet off the ground. So, you know, yeah. It sucks, but.
This plane can't take off for a while.
Yeah, then we're back to fixing. It's like Madagascar, you know, the monkeys are fixing the plane. The penguins are, I have too many kids.
It's like 6 months in that movie, right? It takes them to take a plane. That's what the joke is.
I think so.
Yeah. It's pretty much what we're
pretty
doing.
Much. That's us.
Fucking.
So, yeah. So, I don't know if I'm still going to call this the 8th season of the show, because that's kind of where I was going to lean it. But, you know, it's the 8th year.
Third season of the soft reboot.
This is the 8th year. So, the 8.0? No. This would be the... It's still probably like the... God. I'm going to make another bit about all the versions of the names of the show.
We should put all of those on a shirt.
That's a good idea.
That's a pretty good idea.
That's a lot, man. That'd be the extra money for the shirt with that many words on the back. That's like a concert tour shirt. That's what we're going to do.
Yes.
See, now we're rolling.
I saw, like,
it
the
took 20 minutes. That's
going to
be a good idea. Like the Memorial Tour 2019 or whatever. We'll figure something out. And then it'll just have like the list of all the show names going down the side.
That'd be cool.
The Jay and Ken show, the Jay and Jesse show, the Jay Martin show, the Farm Team. Is there any more?
That's it. In we're the Farm show? Team. That's what we're now.
The Farm Team?
Yeah.
That's when we were on Fox Sports.
Oh.
That's when we were the only non... That's when we shoved the first 2 minutes of a two-hour show with sports scores. Like, okay, in baseball, we got the Reds beat the Phillies. Some basketball happened. Okay, let's get on to entertainment.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah, we were like the only non-sports show on a sports station because...
Oh, you didn't like focus on it that much?
No, I mean, look, I like sports. I'm not like, you know... Sports.
Right, but
yay sports! But
do people want to hear about sports for that long?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like I loved football and football, but I want to hear entertainment stuff too. So right. We were like the show that broke that up.
Okay,
but we still had to mention sports, and like at the top in the hour and the bottom of the hour, we had to like throw it to Fox Sports where they'd be like, "Last night," you know what I mean?
Oh,
and then
yeah,
we come
yeah.
back and it'd be like, "What the hell am I listening to? That has nothing to do with sports." We had like the obligated.
I'm so lost.
But it was cool because at the same time we had. Like locally, the Tampa Bay Rowdies, like it's
oh, yeah.
it's like almost, it's still major league, but it's not MLS.
Mm-hmm.
It's like another league of soccer.
I don't know what that means.
But we were like the official show of the Rowdies, even though we weren't even a sports show, but yet we covered their games. It was like the weirdest thing. Like we had their players on, we had press passes and we got to go and cover the games live and do the press conferences and interview with the players and do all that stuff. But we were not a sports show. But because we were on Fox Sports and because we were the most popular thing there, that you know what I mean?
You just went and did it.
Yeah, and it was awesome. That made me actually like soccer. I thought soccer was whatever my whole life. But then getting to go to those games and seeing the fans, there was more fans showing up for that than there were for the race,
oh,
Tampa
whoa.
Bay race. Oh, and they're God. Insane. It's like you're at a game in England or Scotland. Like they're all drunk. They got wigs. They're banging drums. Like, I believe that we will win. And they're all like, they're all getting, dude, it's a fun time.
No cowbells or inflatable.
Oh, there's all
balloons.
That stuff going on. Yeah. It is insanity. It's, but it's all like it's like an organized chaos. It's insane. They call it like Ralph's Mob. That's like all the crazy fans. They all sit, like 1,000 of them all sit together and they all,
oh,
it's
shit.
Insanity, dude. It's really, seriously, it's a good time.
Huh.
Bring your vape pen.
I feel like soccer fans are the best fans.
They are. Like, I think so. They're the most insane fans.
Yeah.
Like they care about their team.
Even though the game is like.
It's exciting though, man.
It is. And don't get me wrong. But like football, like they're tackling each other. Like people get hurt, you know.
I love hockey. That's become my new thing, man. And I watch.
But you'd expect people to get that riled up over hockey, you know, instead of soccer, right? Or like
true.
Football.
That's but, true.
You know.
I watched the Lightning game the other night, the first game of the playoffs, and I watched it. They blew a 3-0 lead and lost 4-3.
Oh, my God.
But hockey is so exciting. That's what I think I like about soccer. It's the same thing. Like, oh, crap, here comes the puck. Like, it takes, like, so long for the buildup, like 30 seconds, and they finally get a shot in, and you're like, ah! And then, you know, most of the time it doesn't. But I don't know.
They have to, like, take the whole time to set it up, and then just it doesn't work.
It's exciting, though.
Yeah.
Hockey's awesome. Seriously.
My dad played hockey. Not for, like, a... Professional
I was gonna
team.
Say, go on.
No.
Will he sponsor the show?
No.
No. Which professional team did he play for?
All of them.
All right.
The world team.
When we get out of here, when should we set the official? Because it's like a preview show, you know, like, hey, coming up this season on the BS show. 420.
I don't know. Yeah.
By the way, that reminded me of something weirdly. I've never ever in the years that we've done this promoted the musical stuff that I have on the side just because A, it's kind of just like a fun side project, and it's, you know, and I've been given crap by it, but like, oh, how cheesy, oh, it's so stupid.
It's good stuff, though, I mean.
But, you know, it's just like, you know, EDM and, you know, techno, if you're old.
The beeps and the boops.
And it's just video game music, but check it out. I'm about to hit, I think, 50,000 plays on one of my really? Most recent singles. So I had a little humble brag there. Again, like I said, it's not something. When have you ever heard me talk about it? Because the name, and here you go. You're
all
ready?
The time, are literally you, all
no,
the
I mean,
time.
No, I mean on air.
Oh, never. No.
Never. Thank you. Dick, you're a dick. Dick, but the name is terrible. That's why I never really talk about it, because it's like a clown me name just to say it. But I did that on purpose, kind of being cheesy, and then now I've tried to embrace the cheesiness, but now it's like it's cringe cheesy. But it's J-Mania, so I'm going to go ahead and dive right into that. Every time I say I love Radio Man's face, he's like, can you change that? Is there a way to go back and change that?
Can you?
I don't. Probably not.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I'm pretty
I mean, it's not
there.
A terrible
It's cheesy
name.
On purpose. Yeah. Like, one of my albums is Music to Get High and Play Video Games Too.
It's literal.
It's for you too. I mean, I think I probably wrote that with you in mind.
I mean, hey, probably listened to it a couple times. I mean,
maybe, I don't know. But check that out on Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff. J-Mania. Cheesy name, I know. I don't care. I finally decided to not care and embrace that.
It.
I'm trying to get to the stand-up part that I've been trying to do my whole entire life. And
it should have been DJ Mania.
He wants me to throw something at him. DJ. That's funny, because that's what Murdoch always says. He's like, DJ Mania. Then he says what the yogurt one. DJ
Froyo.
DJ Froyo.
I thought about that today.
That's a better one.
Yeah.
I should change that. I should be J Mania, aka DJ Froyo.
DJ Froyo is really good.
That's pretty amazing.
But then you have to have an afro.
It's not DJ Afro. It's DJ Froyo. I'd always have to be carrying frozen yogurt.
But
I don't have to have an afro.
And then you also
have
frozen yogurt.
Well, see, I just have you with me because you have the...
Right.
Kind of fro.
I'll just be eating frozen yogurt.
I'll have the ice cream. You'll actually have the fro. So I'll have the yo.
Oh.
You'll have the fro. See? Fro yo.
We're DJ Fro yo together.
Yeah, see? Yeah. I'm J Mania by myself together.
Oh.
DJ
Holy
Fro
shit.
Yo. You know, like Macklemore and
DJ
Ryan
Fro
Lewis,
yo yeah. podcast. Welcome.
Wow.
We rebranded.
We jumped the shark, yeah.
Forget all that stuff
the
we said.
The only show that has changed plans mid show 400 times. I can't believe we've stretched this almost into a half an hour, dude.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm not that bad at stretching things out.
I don't know. We can have a conversation for a while.
That's true. I think, like I said, I have a couple good ideas as far as, I think we're going to bring back the 10 list, but we're going to change that up a little bit.
Yeah.
How we used to do with, yeah, I know, you know. Other than that, I don't want to keep rambling on about the same stuff. We're going to get out of here and we're going to start filming our, we mean it and we mean business.
We are. We're not going to not deliver.
Waters is pacing back and forth outside waiting for us to get done. We're going to go start filming this drunk.
Sober.
Sober stone thing. I'll have an official name for it. It's fine. We'll have the video up.
Give us your submissions.
Let's see. We're doing that tonight. I'm trying to think. Computer died today like it always does.
Did you kill it?
No, I'm just trying to think because I got to get that. I'm going to have to get the video. It's probably going to be 30 or 40 minutes. What if it's too
hard? That video?
I'm trying to think. No, I'm saying of the bowling stuff. If we have to film it. I'm going to have to edit it. I have to make it good.
Oh.
I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. So should I say it'll be up in June so that if it's up next week that...
It'll be up in 5 years. Okay.
It'll never be up.
We should just put stuff out. We shouldn't announce it that
way. We should just say we quit and we're never doing anything ever again. And then every time something pops up, they're like, oh my God, they're back out of retirement.
The reunion.
No, but that'll be the first thing up. And in the meantime, here's what we'll do. In between all of our video parts of our show is we'll just do our podcast radio style show.
We can do like a 30-minute podcast like this. I mean, wasn't bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, because every time it's gonna be like rolling a dice. One show's gonna be video game reviews. One show's gonna be
sports.
The drunk. What the hell? Oh my god! I'm forgetting the name.
Drunk sober.
No. Our Wednesday night drinking game that we used to do.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
My new history show.
Heistery.
Heistery.
That's coming. We've got a lot of stuff. To be fair, we have. At least for 6 months, we've been planning.
We have ideas.
Can we get them out?
We have a lot of light bulbs that is most of them aren't turned on.
How the hell have we? I don't know how we've lasted this long and gotten as many downloads and listens as we have. I really don't.
I don't. Yeah.
There was a time when I felt, and I believe this in my heart, that I could pretty much challenge any terrestrial radio show on the planet outside of Howard Stern. Because, I mean, you know. But now, I mean, Jesus. Maybe again in a year or two.
Yeah.
I'm not that old yet.
I'm still kicking.
That's all we gotta bring in the fresh. Just don't do what Superbad did, okay?
What?
But I'm gonna have to. I can't believe you said that. No, I was gonna say quit the show after and screw me is what I was gonna say. You're such an ass. So if you heard a big blop edit there.
I didn't say anything.
Radio Man.
It was a shirt idea, okay?
Oh my God.
I just didn't want to say it.
Oh, Jesus. Right.
New show.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to.
You can find that. It's like the 30
minute
mark.
We're going to have to make sure that is, yeah.
I didn't know, all right? I didn't know we weren't supposed to say that
if you
idea
heard
for the
it live,
shirt.
Then congratulations. If not, you'll never hear it again. So, yeah, I'm going to end the show now because I don't want you saying anything that's going to get me sued for anything. Because. Oh my God. It wouldn't be the BS show without someone saying something that's could be libel slander. Was it libel? Yeah, because slander is written.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's libel written. Slanders. Yeah, whatever. I can't believe that. I will say this, though. The timing on that and the delivery, touche, sir. If I had my button bar activated right now, it would be round of applause, and then you'd get your Mario one-up noise.
Okay.
Because, actually, you'd get your flying down the pole Mario just be the level noise, because that was amazing. God.
Remind me
to save the unedited version for the guys, and then delete the hell out of the rest of that, because if that ever goes anywhere else, then...
I'm dead.
I'm serious, though. No. I'm going to let Murdoch hear that, and he's going to be like, strong! I can already hear it now. He's going to be like, man! Like, if it was volleyball, you spiked that thing into the ground. Grand slam. Thank you, sir. Very nice. And everybody's listening going, we didn't get to hear it. I know.
It's just a shirt idea. I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah, that's what we're going to go with. That's what it was. That's what he said. That's absolutely what he said. Remind me to tell you something off air involving what you said, okay?
Jesus, God.
We're on our way out of here. For Murdoch and Cherokee and Wooders and... you got anything else, by the way?
No, I guess.
Right. And for Radio Man.
We're over-delivering, right?
No. Yes, over-delivering, under-promising.
Yeah. No.
We have nothing else for you. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, but look for...
Shirts. Shows.
Actually, you know what? We're back every Wednesday. I think I'm going to say that. I'm going to over-goddamn-promise.
Over-promise and over-deliver.
Under-deliver, remember? Under-deliver.
No, we're going to do both.
Oh, we're doing both?
We're fucking doing both.
I don't
think
that's possible.
We're doubling down. We're doing both.
I'm going to have Radio Man pledge his dying allegiance to me when we get off air here, and we're going to do a show. We're going to be back every Wednesday. I'm going to say that.
Okay.
I can't guarantee you that, you know, it's going to be great.
We didn't say every Wednesday of which year or month, but every Wednesday.
The details. Fine print is every Wednesday in April. That's it. No, every year, every Wednesday in April.
Every other Wednesday in April times two.
Oh, God. You're welcome.
You've been listening to The BS Show, starring...
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
The coolest guy in the room, Cherokee Frank.
Got any papers?
Matthew McConaughey's illegitimate love child, Wooders.
You know, bring us two absolute martinis. We 5 minutes until one of us passes the fuck out.
Questions, comments, concerns, or think you can do it better? Hit us up on Facebook at The BS Show. For all other BS, check us out on Instagram at BS Show or on Twitter. At Bean and Superbad. Thanks for listening. And until tomorrow, always remember.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
I agree.